Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out there on the edge of the prairie, it got ferociously cold here on Wednesday and Thursday, so school was canceled on Thursday. They heard about it Thursday morning on the Rise and Shine show, Ole and Toivo, playing pokers and shottishes and telling all those ancient jokes. What's time to a pig? That's the punchline. You must not have grown up around there. You would have known that by heart. Don't you remember that, the Ole and Lena joke? Well, what do you say I just drag her over to Oak Street and you can pick her up there? No? That was a good one, isn't it? Or the priest and the holy roller and the rabbi who have a contest to see who can convert a bear. And the priest and the holy roller go and visit the rabbi in the hospital, and he says, "You know, maybe I shouldn't have begun with circumcision." All right, I hit on one that you know. Okay. So in the midst of all these ancient jokes, they heard that school was canceled for Thursday, and they got a day off. And what a beautiful thing when you are a child to be able to stay home and to learn the value of independence, liberty, freedom, and you're able to enjoy yourself, except for kids in those families with the stomach flu, the 24-hour stomach flu, which if one person in the family gets it, then everybody gets it. It teaches you solidarity, although it's not all that solid, and you lie in bed trying not to think about what is just about to happen. But it was a beautiful thing anyway. The oldest man in town, Senator Kay Torvaldsen, 97 years old, put a notice in the Lake Wobegon Herald Star, although the editor, Herald Star, tried to talk him out of it, but he had this big notice in the personal section, which is not usually that personal, and he said, "Mature man with no time to waste seeks companion for trip to Arizona, return date undetermined at this point. Must be a good driver, a reliable driver, and good company, female preferred, but that's not a deal breaker." And so he's going off. The old man, 97 years old, he just has been feeling so good in this cold weather. He's been looking at maps of the western U.S. and Zion Park and Bryce Canyon and the Grand Canyon, Sedona and Taliesin West, and he's on his way down to Tucson. He's so excited. He's bought himself a green suit with a big Hawaiian shirt to wear, and he's got a pair of shades, the heart-shaped shades. He's all set to go. Just has scared his daughter, Mary, out of her wits. She's 75, and she feels like she's 107. She just is in such poor health. She got this strange disease last year from a spider bite, they think, and it causes blurred vision. And so she was out working on her lawn this last fall, and she stepped on a rake and whacked herself right in the middle of the forehead, and that brought on a lactose intolerance and a ringing in the ears and depression, and so she can't have cheese, which normally would cheer her up, and she's felt terrible, and she's felt depressed. The ringing in the ears can only be covered up by listening to the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing something in the key of A flat. And so her son put together an MP3 of all of their songs in A flat, but she's tired of it, of listening to Climb Every Mountain and Everything's Coming Up Roses and Come, Come Ye Saints and Oh Susanna. And it just is driving her nuts. And so despite her lactose intolerance, she's been hitting the creme de cacao, and she's just feels exhausted and worn out. And here's her father, 97, heading off for Arizona. He accepted the first person who answered the ad, a woman named Verlene from a trailer park, the Happy Acres Trailer Park, up in Millet. She's 57 years old. She said, but who knows? And she said she's a good driver with no violations on her record, and she can go and go and go and go day after day with just an occasional martini to keep her awake. And so there they are, heading off to Arizona. Mary was sorely tempted to go to court and have him declared incompetent, and she talked to a lawyer about it, who told her this is impossible, and word got back to Senator Kay Torvaldsen that she had. And so he moved his departure date up to Tuesday. He is leaving. He's got the Chrysler out of storage, and he's bought new tires for it, and they're all set to go, heading off. He called up Pastor Liz at the Lutheran church, and he said, I'm not giving any more money. He's never attended church that regularly, but he's always given $15,000 a year, pledged it and gave it in honor of his late mother, who died some 30 years ago, and no more. He said, I've been a fat, happy Lutheran for years and years, and now there's this atheist trying to get out, and I just don't believe any of it. No more money from me. Goodbye. Thank you. 97 years old, shame and humiliation have no effect whatsoever. Every day is a bonus. Every day is a bonus. Heading off Tuesday down to Tucson, Arizona, come what may, with a woman he's never met before. Big news in town. Carl Krebsbach has been thinking about getting out of the carpentry business. He's tired of it. He's been renovating homes now all these years. And you know, when you work for people you've known all of your life, the boundary between paid jobs and favors gets blurred. And people ask you to come and look at something, and before long, you're working on it, and you fixed it, and no money is mentioned. And how do you bring this up to people who you are distantly related to? He's never figured this out. So he feels exploited and used and worn out, and he's got to have a knee replaced sometime before spring. It's a knee that he injured back when he was 18 years old, and it was a play against Bolus football. He went deep into the end zone, and Bud Tollison was the quarterback. And Carl got free of his man, but then he had to come back. He was in the end zone, and he had to come back upfield for the pass. And he leaped high in the air, and it was right there in his hands. And this enormous monster from Bolus just clipped him from the side. And he could feel the knee go, and it's been bothering him ever since he was 18 years old. And he dropped the ball. He didn't even have a touchdown to show for it. Bud Tollefson comes back to town every year for the alumni club meeting, and he just won't even make eye contact with Carl because they remember this pass. He paid a terrible price for this. So he's thinking what he can do. Move away, probably. What else? He just feels all worn out. He's about two-thirds of Senator Kay Torvaldsen's age. Meanwhile, Pastor Liz's boyfriend Cliff came to church again last Sunday. This is the third Sunday in a row that he's been there. He sits up in the middle, and he was wearing the socks with the holly leaves and berries on them, left over from the holidays, and again that blue checked shirt, which doesn't really go with that striped jacket and pants. And it's something different he's done with his hair. People were watching him all through the sermon, which was about the Holy Ghost or something, and they were watching him trying to figure, has he had a hair transplant? What's going on with his hair? They couldn't quite figure that out. And he seemed to close his eyes during the sermon, and they stayed closed for a while, and he might have fallen asleep. And then she brought it to an end. She and Cliff went off to the Moonlight Bay Supper Club for dinner afterward, and they ordered the creamed chicken, and she ordered the deep-fried walleye, and people watched them very carefully, and they were sure they saw her lean forward across the table and say, I love you, marry me. They could see that on her lips. And he looked sort of stunned, and he sort of was rocked back and didn't say anything. And people were thinking, come on, come on, come on. What are you waiting for? And then Mary Lou, who was the waitress, came in to clear the dishes, and she heard him say distinctly, what's wrong with waiting a little bit? And Pastor Liz just turned very cool. And neither of them had dessert, and neither of them ordered coffee. And people thought, well, that's it. I mean, either you're in love or you're not. What's to think about? The more you think about it, the more you can talk yourself out of it. Come on, what's wrong? So she went back to church to work on the budget. Going to be missing $15,000 this year. And if Carl Krebsbach gets out of the repair business, that's going to cost more. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Trouble, trouble. But the raccoons are mating. The raccoons have started to look for mates. Sex is on their minds. The owls are starting to sing in duet again. And the foxes are running around. You can see their tracks in the snow. And the days are getting longer. The sun had set at 4:37. And now it sets at 5:02. And so we're heading off in a new direction. We'll just have to wait and see what it brings. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, all the children are above average.